Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast. I'm super excited that you are here, and I'm equally excited about today's topic, which is the three areas that deserve your daily attention. So every fall, I take the most fabulous group of ladies to Paris for an indulgent retreat on femininity, style, confidence, elegance, and luxurious living. And the entire intention is to French kiss life with every ounce of our beings. And every woman comes back changed. But it's not because we're sitting around writing out our five-year vision plans or mapping out every step of our goals. Oh no, that would not be very French of us. Instead, we are practicing tending to the details of our daily lives. So this year, as we gathered in my apartment for an evening salon, one of the speakers spoke about how the French culture pays special attention to the details of three very specific areas of daily life. And I had a light bulb moment. It occurred to me that most people are not focused on these areas. In fact, they rush through them and treat them more of a nuisance than areas to be honored and respected. And we wonder why we're stressed, unfulfilled, and overwhelmed. I also put the pieces of my own puzzle together and noticed when I pay special attention to these areas, everything in my life works so much better. I show up better in my relationships. I attract more opportunities. I feel better in my work. I'm healthier. I'm happier. I'm just a better person. Now, I'm sure you're wondering what these three areas are, and I promise I'm going to spill the beans, but you must first know that my experience as a critical care nurse has only solidified my deep belief in what I'm about to share. I've been very fortunate to hold the hands of patients who were on their deathbed, and I can tell you that most of what society is focused on is not what their 90-year-old selves will be celebrating. Wasted hours on Facebook? No. Worrying about how many followers or likes that you get on your Instagram image? Double no. Trying to please the whole neighborhood? Absolutely no. Working 60 plus hours a week? No. Checking off the to-do list? Boring. Making six figures a year? Not if your relationships are crumbling, your health is failing, and you're stressed out 24/7. But as a businesswoman and a mom, I get the demands of our daily lives. Yes, there is work to do, commitments to honor, and bills to pay. But our French sisters also have the same obligations. Last time I checked, French women work just like us, and they also have children. Yet they seem to know where to focus their attention that makes life feel so much more enchanting. What I've discovered is that much of our obsessions are on things and people that are way outside of our intimate circle of daily life. I mean, I love my followers on Facebook and Instagram, but what I deeply know is that I must take care of the details of my intimate life before I can post how great my life is on social media. Okay, that was a little bit sarcastic, but you get where I'm going with this, right? Yet, I see a lot of people do that. There is no way they are deeply engaged in their everyday life with as much time as they spend on their computers, and I'll admit I'm sometimes guilty of this. Furthermore, we are so accustomed to our five-year plans and the big picture, it seems that we've forgotten where the best things in life reside, what we engage with on a daily basis. During our Paris retreat, we ask ourselves what's really important. More specifically, we begin to dream about how our daily lives can look and feel. And as a result, one lady came home, quit her job, and is loving staying at home and gardening. Another lady lost 15 pounds in the months that followed the retreat. Another one has reignited her passion for writing and was just published in the Huffington Post. One woman became super clear on her business, more specifically, what she is no longer willing to do. One woman is dressing up every day after years of ignoring her personal style. And another lady, well, she's reignited her passion in her marriage. This is what happens when you begin to take care of certain areas of your life before racing to some goal that doesn't necessarily promise you anything except a checked off box. My philosophy is this: if you focus on living each day well, you will have lived a well-lived life. So if life feels stressful and chaotic, let me offer you this. Bring your attention back to the details of your daily life. Now, I understand that what I teach is not mainstream in our culture, where formulas and blueprints for success are being promoted everywhere we turn. It seems that we are much more focused on getting somewhere other than where we are. But in coaching women for years who have tried everything to find success and happiness, I have come to discover that our greatest joy is found by how we live each day. Yes, it is important to have a vision for your life, but the unfolding of it directly depends on you showing up fully in your daily life. It is time we stop neglecting some of the fundamental areas of our life, treating them as things we will get to one day. If you are neglecting the details of your life because you're chasing some future goal, you need to ask yourself, what's the point? I can tell you, in France, the point of life is to live each day fully and well. When I'm working with women, I've noticed that these areas are often being neglected. They are the first to go on the back burner until someday when they've lost weight, or they have money, or life feels under control, or they've met the guy, or they feel better. Yet, from experience, I know that tending to these details are exactly what will help you attract all of those things. In fact, okay, I'm gonna have to have a little confession here. Just last week, I noticed that I was feeling just off. My energy was low, I was feeling out of sorts, and before I knew it, the doom and gloom was starting to creep in. When I stopped and thought about the conversation that we had in Paris, I realized I had neglected the three most important areas of my life. I immediately stepped away from everything I was supposed to be doing and began to tidy up these areas. Immediately, I felt so much relief and was more inspired than ever. So why do we neglect them? The reasons vary, and as someone who has ignored these areas during different times in my life, including last week, I understand why they are usually the first things to be put on the back burner. We think they don't really matter. We convince ourselves that we'll do it later. We think there's not enough time. We're exhausted. However, as someone who continues to make them a priority, I also know the shift that can happen in a woman's life when she doesn't discount these areas. So I guess at this point you're like, Tanya, give it up. What are these three areas? But they're actually very, very simple, and they're right in front of your nose all of the time. Number one, your home. You wake up in it and it holds you while you sleep. It's where many of your memories are created and quite possibly where you've spent many years. Your home deserves TLC, even if it's not ideal for you right now. You know, during a recent coaching call, a client of mine expressed dissatisfaction with her living space. Haven't most of us? I know I'd love to be living in a modern home perched on a beautiful piece of property overlooking the ocean right now, but I'm not. Presently, I'm blessed with a condo in a little mountain town in Colorado. I am a huge proponent of blooming where you're planted. In fact, I believe it's how you'll attract the things you deeply desire in life. You know, I had this experience of going into my girlfriend, French girlfriend, Catherine's apartment. And I was shocked to see how small it was, yet it was so luxurious and it was meaningful because everything within those walls reflected her soul, from the artwork to the music that was playing in the background. Catherine has created her chic sanctuary, and as she told me, this is the place that holds me after the guy breaks my heart, after a long day at work, and when I'm sick. She spoke about her home as if it was her best friend, and it was obvious she treated it with a comparable respect. Your home is a metaphor for your life. Think about it. When it's messy, your mind is probably full of chaos. When it's neat and clean, your mind is probably feeling at peace. Change your home and you change your life. Make your home a place that you love and enjoy. A fresh coat of paint, candles, or new linens. Maybe it's letting go of the clutter that's suffocating your life. Perhaps it's just about having a more grateful heart. I know that when my home is getting its deserved attention, I show up better in other areas of my life. When I wake up to a clean kitchen, fresh flowers on the counter, and things are put where they belong, I just show up better. Number two, what you eat. It is so rare to see a French woman eating at her desk or throwing a frozen meal in the microwave to save time. Instead, at noon, France seems to pause to celebrate life with good food and often a glass of wine. Take a stroll through a French farmer's market and the message is extremely clear. French people are passionate about their food. Yet, when it comes to food and cooking, I've heard and given all the excuses. I'm too busy. I can't find good food where I live. I hate cooking. I don't have time. And here's the sweet, honest-to-God truth. Nourishing your body is one of the most important things you will ever do in your life. Ignoring what you put into your body and giving it very little attention is not how to live a well-lived life. It's how you'll possibly live a short and painful one. If you want to create success in life, you must take care of you. Food matters, period. Number three, what you wear. Every morning, you wake up and make a decision. What should I wear? You can either unconsciously throw on something or you can intentionally choose how you show up in the world. Style is a form of self-expression. As Rachel Zoe said, it's telling the world who you are without saying a word. What is your current wardrobe saying about you? I know for years mine screamed, I don't have time and I don't think well of myself. But thank God I spent time in Europe and I began to really see how important style is in our daily lives. Here's the thing, everything is energy, including your clothes. Of course, it's absolutely okay to wear yoga pants and sweats if that's what you love, but if you're throwing them on because life feels out of control or you're hiding from your own life, this is a grand opportunity to claim your birthright, to express yourself with intention and daily respect. Now, these three areas may not seem like much. Like most people, you may be more obsessed with the big things like making more money, writing a book, or finding your soulmate. And please know, I am your biggest advocate in creating whatever your heart desires. But here's what I know. Paying attention to the details of your daily life leads to a life well lived. When you take care of these three simple areas of your life, you are much more likely to attract the bigger things in life. If you don't believe me, imagine this. You wake up each day in a home you love. It's clean, uncluttered, and filled with beautiful things that represent you. Each morning, you take the time to look and feel your best. You always love what you're wearing and aren't embarrassed if guests show up unexpectedly. And each day, you choose foods that feel nourishing and delicious in your body. The result is that you are full of vitality. If this is your reality, think about how you'd show up in the other areas of your life. Consider how you'd feel each morning, at work, and when you lie down at night. Amazing, right? And when you feel amazing, how do you show up in life? You show up better. Period. Now, how you achieve these things are completely up to you. We are creative human beings, which means that there are so many ways to take care of these important areas of your life. You can hire a chef, hire a food service, have a housekeeper, find a personal stylist, create space in your calendar, cook delicious meals for the week on Sundays, enlist the help of your family. The possibilities are endless, but the point here is this. These three areas are impacting the quality of your life. If you want to live luxuriously, you cannot ignore your home, food, or personal style. Now, I wish I could offer you a formula to make this seamless, but here's the deal, there's not one. We are all unique human beings with different demands and priorities and lifestyles. Honestly, I'm constantly checking in to see which of these three areas of my life needs some more TLC. But that's the beauty of all of this, It's an ongoing process that will never feel completely tidy. So for the love of God, don't beat yourself up if your home isn't immaculate, or you're not eating 100% healthy all of the time, or you wore sweatpants today. This isn't about perfection. It's about awareness. If what I shared speaks to you, perhaps these three areas just need some loving. That's all. So now I'd love to hear from you. Which of these three areas is begging for you to notice and tend to? Head over to the blog at tanyalee.com and leave me a comment. I always look forward to seeing you over there. And don't forget to go out there and French kiss your life this week. I'll talk to you soon. Cheers. A couple of things before you go. If you enjoyed this episode of the French Kiss Life podcast, I would be so grateful if you would share it with your family and friends. And if you want to be notified of future episodes, as well as free events and gifts that are only available to the French Kiss Life community, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and sign up to join the most incredible group of global women who are committed to French kissing their life.